Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, we see a dynamic market with Bitcoin surging above $110,000 amid renewed buy the dip fervor, even as some experts warn of its worst October in 10 years. At the same time, altcoins like XRP, Chainlink, and Dogecoin are gaining traction, while emerging DeFi projects and regulatory news point to deeper shifts in the crypto ecosystem. Bitcoin reached levels above $110,000, with gains fueled by an influx of $6 billion in new stablecoin issuance and a falling dollar index. Yet caution prevails as another report cited Bitcoin trading near $107,000 amid macro risks stemming from US-China tariff tensions and weak liquidity. Experts such as Peter Chung and Sean Dawson suggest that Bitcoin may be bottoming above $105,000, with expectations of supportive conditions following a potential quarter-point rate cut later this month. Ethereum recently broke the $4,000 barrier as scaling improvements and a 68.5% surge in the third quarter bolster investor confidence. In altcoin news, XRP is tightening its range ahead of upcoming ETF decisions, and Dogecoin is holding a steady base around 19 cents as institutional interest grows. Chainlink jumped by 14% following the accumulation of roughly $116 million worth of tokens by high net worth investors. Meanwhile, Bitensor and Zcash are leading the altcoin rebound as capital rotates away from BNB. OpenSea is evolving into a broad trading platform with plans to launch its native token in the first quarter of 2026, while Polymarket users have refined airdrop farming techniques as they prepare for a potential token launch. On the regulatory front, Beijing has halted stablecoin ambitions by Ant Group and JD.com in Hong Kong, and New York Democrats have proposed a tiered excise tax on proof-of-work mining beginning January 1, 2027. In Japan, the Financial Services Agency is considering reforms that would allow banks to trade digital assets, and the SEC has streamlined approvals for crypto exchange-traded products as BlackRock's Bitcoin ETP starts trading in London. Coinbase Institutional has highlighted liquidity conditions, stablecoin volume growth, and favorable policy progress as catalysts for the fourth quarter. In corporate news, MicroStrategy's discussion of yield differences between its preferred stock offerings underscores an ongoing strategy to boost Bitcoin acquisitions. Technology and sustainability also remain in focus. Kostas Chalkias of Mysten Labs warns that artificial intelligence and quantum computing represent emerging threats to blockchain security, urging closer collaboration on post-quantum cryptography. Professor Coyne has outlined that Bitcoin's network now consumes an estimated 138 terawatt hours of energy, with over 52.4% sourced from renewables and nuclear, even as environmental costs continue to prompt regulatory attention. Additionally, a high-profile crypto heist trial reveals that MIT-educated brothers plotted a $25 million scheme to exploit Ethereum, highlighting the complex risks within the space. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.